Thank you. I'm telling you, y'all got to do this someday. This is unbelievable up here. I'm Jeff Skiles. And 2 years ago, I was being honored in this very Capitol building as a hero for being one of the pilots in the Miracle on the Hudson. But I'm here to tell you that on that day, there were many, many heroes. Pilots, flight attendants, air traffic controllers, firemen, policemen, crews of the ferry boats, EMTs. We didn't abandon those passengers to save themselves. We all worked together to save everybody. That's a lesson the people in this Capitol building need to learn. All those trained professionals put aside the fear for their own personal safety to get the job done. And every one of them was a union member. Unions don't just provide employment contracts. Unions provide accreditation programs to support career growth, safety awareness programs to protect the public welfare. They provide, in our business, critical incident response teams for workers to turn to in their time of emotional turmoil. And representation. So a career is not subject to the political whims of a short-term elected official. Yeah. Unions help their people do their jobs better. Yeah. And I'd like to talk to you today about one group that has touched my family's lives. I'd like to talk about the educators in my hometown of Oregon, Wisconsin. Yeah. These professional men and women who have devoted their lives to develop and nurture our future, our children. And they have given my children and myself a priceless gift. I have watched my kids grow into responsible, intelligent, and caring adults due to their contributions. Just yesterday, my youngest son, JJ, got his ACT college entrance exam scores in the mail. He got a 26. What do you suppose Scott Walker got? That's a good enough score to get into Wisconsin's flagship campus here at the UW-Madison. But JJ won't be going to college next year because JJ is only in the eighth grade. That didn't happen because of Scott Walker. That happened because of the educators in the Oregon School District, and that happened because of all of you. Teachers are only one small collection of voices among the hundreds of thousands of nurses, public employees, state and local workers who will be impacted by this bill. Our federal government has acknowledged our basic right to join together and make our collective voices heard by union membership. The Supreme Court has defended that right. But this budget bill will strip Wisconsin public workers of the protections and rights enjoyed by other Americans. This bill will regulate public workers to second-class status in America. Are we going to let that happen? Let's not forget how this budget crisis came about. And let's not let this governor and this Republican legislature shift the blame for what's wrong with America from corporate profiteers and instead demonize our teachers, our nurses, and our public sector employees. These are the very people who create and maintain the fabric of our communities, educate our children, and care for us in our time of need. In Wisconsin, we have faced problems in the past, and we have faced them together. We cannot balance the state budget by splitting and dividing ourselves. Wisconsinites will share in the sacrifice as we have shared in prosperity. But we will not stand as bystanders and watch the rights of the teachers and public sector workers be destroyed to further a right-wing Republican agenda. Governor Walker, I will not sacrifice the safety of my streets. I will not sacrifice my hospital system. And I will not sacrifice the fantastic schools that have given my kids a future. There comes a time when every American must stand up and do their part to defend the freedoms that we cherish. We are doing that right here, and we are doing that right now. The future of the middle class, the future of America, is what we are fighting for today. Governor Walker says we're just a few protesters trying to subvert the wishes of hardworking Wisconsinites. Well, let's let Governor Walker hear the voices of some hardworking Wisconsinites.